Thank you. fifth canto, chapter 1, text number 27. Because this is not the regular sloka, we will just repeat and go to the meaning. Tasmin nuhava vasamma shila paramasa shakla nivanika yasasya magamado vasudevasya nidanana situated in the renounced order from the beginning of their lives, all three of them completely control the activities of their senses and thus become great saints. They concentrated their minds always upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the resting place of the totality of the living entities, and who is therefore celebrated as Vasudeva. Lord Vasudeva is the only shelter of those who are actually afraid of material existence. By constantly thinking of his lotus feet, Lord Vasudeva's lotus feet, these three sons, Maharaj Priyavrata, became advanced in pure devotional services. By the powers of their devotional service, they could directly perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart as Super Soul, and realize that there was qualitatively no difference between themselves and him, the Vasudeva. The purport Srila Prabhupada is giving. The Paramahansa state is the topmost position in renounced life. In sannyasa, the renounced order, there are four stages: Kutisha, Bodhaka, Parivrtakacharya, and Paramahamsa. According to the Vedic system, when one accepts the renounced order, he stays outside his village in a cottage, and his necessities, especially his food, are supplied from home. This is called Kutisaka stage. When a sannyasi advances further, he no longer accepts anything from home. Instead, he collects his necessities as madhukari, which literally means the profession of the bumblebees. As bumblebees collect honey from many flowers, a little from each, so a sannyasi should beg from door to door but not accept very much food from any particular house. He should collect a little bit from every house. This is called Bahudaka stage. When a sannyasi is still more experienced, he travels all over the world to preach the glories of Lord Vasudeva. He then known as Parivrtakacharya. The sannyasi reaches the Paramahansa stage when he finishes his preaching work and sits down in one place, strictly for the sake of the advancing in spiritual life. An actual Paramahansa is one who completely controls his senses and engages in unalloyed devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, all three of these sons of Priyavrata, named Kavi, Mahavira, and Sravana, were situated in the Paramahansa stage from the very beginning. Their senses could not disturb them, for their senses were completely engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, the three brothers are described in this verse as Upasana Shila. Upasana means completely subdued. completely subdued their senses, they are understood to have been great sages and saints. After subduing their senses, the three brothers concentrated their minds upon the lotus feet of Vasudeva. Lord Krishna, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvaminim Samahatma Sudullabham. The lotus feet of Vasudeva are everything. The Lord Vasudeva is the reservoir of all living entity when this cosmic manifestation is dissolved. All living entities enter the supreme person, body of the Lord Garbhodakshin Vishnu, who merges within the body of Mahavishnu. Both of Vishnu Tattvas are Vasudeva Tattvas. And therefore the great sages Kavi, Mahavir and Savana concentrated always upon the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva. Krishna, in this way, they could understand the super soul within the heart is the supreme personality of Godhead, and they could recognize their identity within Him. The complete description of this realization is simply by starting the unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. One can realize himself completely. The Paramabhakti Yoga mentioned in this verse means that a living entity, by means of unalloyed devotional service, has no other interest than the service of the Lord. As described in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudevam Sarvamidim Samahatma Sudullabham. By Paramabhakti Yoga, by elevating oneself to the highest platform of loving service, one can automatically be relieved from the bodily concept of life and see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, as confirmed in Brahma Samhita. Premandana Srida Bhakti Vilochadena Sandasadeva Gateshu Lokayanti Yam Shama Sundara Vajanta Guna Swarupam Govindamadi Purusham Maham Vajami. As advanced devotee who is known as Sat Sant or Sage can always see within his heart the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, Krishna Shama Sundara expands himself by his primary portion, and thus a devotee can always see him within his heart. So this verse describes very clearly what is the glories of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, Lord Vasudeva. Because the three brothers, Kavi, Mahavira and Savana, the son of Priyavrat. Priyavrat had 10 sons. First he was not interested in the family life. Then Brahmaji convinced him to be a ruler, to be taking care of the authority as the leader of the province. So that was the order to Brahmaji by Vishnu. So Brahmaji knows what is a perfect engagement for Priyavrata family. So Brahmaji's instruction finally was accepted by Priyavrata. Even though Narad Muni was in between giving the advice and Brahmaji surpassed that instruction of Narad Muni to bring the correct information of the Lord Vishnu. So, being Vishnu is the real creator and Brahmaji the maintainer, they have a good relation. Narad Muni was not able to come in between and take that 100% in charge of the situation. So Brahmaji's instruction was accepted by Priyavrata, and he finally accepted the position as the ruler, and he took care of his progeny. The first three children was very pure children, and they become a good devotees of the Lord Vishnu. So let's go back to the previous few slokas. In the verse 12, it says, Natasya kaschit tapasya vidyaya va na yoga virya na manishya va naiva artha dharma prata svato va prata vihina tanu prat vidbhu. Means, one cannot avoid the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We all, as a living being, in this bhulok, works under Lord Brahma. Because he has a duty appointed, a responsibility appointed by the Supreme Lord. So that order has to be maintained to please the Supreme Personality of the God. But how? Not by the strength of severe austerities. Not by an exalted Vedic scholar. Not by power of the mystic yoga. Not by the physical or intellectual power. Not by the material opulence. Or no one can use his power of religion. Either by himself or with the help of the others also. So to defy the order of the Supreme Lord, there is only one possible way, which is taking the shelter of the Lord Vishnu. Brahmaji is saying this. So even Swayambhu Manu was very close to Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma. Swayambhu Manu could not help to convince Prayavrat. He has to get the help of Narad Muni and Lord Brahma. So we can see all the time when a devotee or a living being, when they need help for the spiritual benefit, for the engagement of the service of the Supreme Lord, for the purification, we always take the authority as a guideline. It's very clear here. Right? Prayavrata never impelled himself as the authority. He approached the right authority to convince his children. We can always use, we want to do, I'm going to do, But here, he only used what Brahmaji says. But Lord Vishnu's instruction to Lord Brahma, no other correction on his words. So why? Because Brahma is, another name is called Atma Yoni. Atma means, the soul, the real part of the body which gives life to you. And that from that Atma of Vishnu has a connection to Brahma. So really, it's like in material life, we say, oh, I'm very close to your soul, right? The male and female, they say, they're very close. How? Because they feel some material connection, they are in love. This spiritual love is different than that relation. They have a relation in such a way, whatever Lord Vishnu wants to get it done, Brahmaji already know. Okay? Doesn't have to read a book printed by Lord Vishnu. It is a connection of the Atma Yoni by birth. Yoni means the place where you get birth. The birth itself coming from Brahma is from the heart, from the Nabi. So the requirement of the Vishnu, to execute that requirement of the Vishnu, is already in Brahma's brain. That's why Brahmaji knows these 10 children, out of them, 3 of them will be really good sadhus. And they were Paramahamsas. But Brahmaji wants to establish the purity, the real consciousness of Lord Vishnu. So he begins them by meditating the lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu, the Vasudeva. Because Brahmaji knows, my instruction has to be pure from the Satyuga. Because Satyuga has 100 100% relief has been established, and as the covering comes, it diminished to 75%, and when the Treta Yuga start, it's only like 50% left. And in the Kali Yuga beginning, it starts with 25% religiosity. So that's why we don't see Ramaji coming and advising the Obama or the Alexander or King James. We don't see that these days, no? Because he knows in Kali Yuga they cannot conceive the potency of Lord Vishnu and the instruction of Lord Vishnu because of the 75% diminished religiosity. The family of King Priyavrat has to balance whatever Brahma's desire. So the seven children, they took the Saptadeeps in charge. The Saptadeep also coming because Priyavrat did not like the sun going dark in the North Pole when the sun reaches in the South Pole. And when the sun reaches in the North Pole, the South Pole is dark. So Priyavrat didn't like that arrangement by the sun's shining. So he personally take his golden chariot and drive around the globe of the sun and request the sun to cover all areas same level of light. So during that process, he was going through different routes, and the wheel of this golden chariot, the rim, cut certain part of the bhugol. And it makes seven divisions, and in between that seven divisions, different types of liquid was filled up. So that's the Saptadeep. So all these seven, so you see how they manage the whole creation? Seven children and seven islands. And the three of them, they got renounced order. So it was balanced. So the creation to maintain Brahmaji has a good part. King's wife, daughter of Vishwakarma, Bahismati, also was pure to conceive those 10 kids as a pure source from the beginning of the help of the creation. So, we can see the glorification of the Lotus Feet is more stressed in this loka. So, we will go through certain quotes from different scriptures. In this Srimad Bhagavatam, in this chapter itself, the 35th verse is very good instruction for us. Naivam vidha purushakara ukramasya pumsam tat mandri rajasya chita angulam chitra vidura vigata sakrita adaitiha yan namadeyam aduna satyahati bandhanam. My dear King, a devotee who has taken shelter of the dust from the lotus feet of the Lord can transcend the influence of the six material waves, namely hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, old age, and death. He can conquer the mind and five senses. However, this is not very useful for a pure devotee of the Lord because even a person beyond the jurisdiction of the four castes, in other words, an untouchable person, is immediately relieved of bondage to the material existence if he utters the holy name of the Lord even once by meditating the Lord's name of Krishna. So, here very clearly it says how beneficial for a living entity to take shelter of the Lord's feet of the Lord. It has a combination of two things. Only two things in a very simple way Srimad Bhagavatam explains. We have the object of Lord Vishnu's Lord's feet and we want to obtain that. The process is very simple. The bondage to the material existence if we address the holy name of the Lord and meditate the Lord's feet. Okay? So it's just like when the doctor says, when you take this medicine, you know, you drink with the honey, right? Ayurvedic doctor, they say, take this medicine along with the honey or milk or hot water, or take after the food. So it has only two requirements. Some liquid form to make it a little more easy for you, which is the holy name, which we all do, chanting the holy name very nicely. But do we meditate the lotus feet of the Lord? Then you have the full result of achieving the Lord. Narasimha Purana, it says, Pashyami garbhebhyo sukro mukunda padam pujo yor samarena shatam. The lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu's meditation we are missing from the day one of conceiving your body in the womb of a woman. When you are in the mother of your womb of your mother, you have so lot of suffering. And suffering is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in the same Quran that it's equal to if you catch a thief and put in a jail cell, he doesn't want to stay there, right? Because he's always a free man robbing everybody. But by force, the enforcement people put him in the cell, locking him in the chain, and he doesn't enjoy that place. That is how condition is in life inside the womb. From the beginning we are starting that. So the fear is there, but we don't know how to solve that fear and the entanglement and the suffering and to get out from that womb. So Prahlad Maharaj says the instruction to the demon teachers when his father, Hiranyakashipu, appointed him to teach him the law of his rules, king's rules, which is the demon's rules. So the teachers of Hiranyakashipu's demon teachers, they could not teach him the right thing. Instead, he was teaching the demon teachers, no, from the beginning of your life, you've been suffering, right? So you want to keep suffering. And this is a very good example he gave. Only by meditating the lotus feet of the Lord Vasudev, Lord Mukunda, you can escape from that from the day one of your life until end. In Brihad Bhagavata Amrita it says, Sriman Maha Bhagavato Upadesha Atha San Mantra Seva Balat Na Kevalam Leena Kadachit Nija Pujya Devata Padam Bhujo Sakshat Avaloka Lalasa. The Gopakumars, they were trying to go beyond the seven planetary system, piercing all of them, to Vaikuntha Loka. So for the Gopakumar, the father asked, what is the procedure? Only one procedure they had done, and it was successful for them, they were always meditating the lotus feet of Radha Madan Gopal. They had a deity, and that deity's lotus feet they were meditating. So Gopakumar tried all the different process, but this final process of meditating and traveling higher and higher in search of the Lord's feet, and they don't want to be staying in a place where that lotus feet of the Lord is absent. That was their strong decision. So that decision helped them to take all the way to the lotus feet of the Lord back to Goloka Vrindavan. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a nice pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet by different his associates glorifying. Chaitanya Dev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stay in Jagannath Puri in his last days. So the story is also related to the story of Maharaj Priyavrat, same type of activities in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The father of Ramananda Roy was, and they had five brothers, Bhavananda Roy. Bhavananda Roy was the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy's father, Bhavananda Roy, had five children. Out of that, one was Gopinath, and Gopinath Patnaik was also, the all five children, they were engaged in the service of the Pradhanamudra's kingdom. So they all had different jobs, in collectors, commissioners, you know, tax revenue administrators, all those things. And they were all devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu too. They were all engaged in a karmic reaction job, but at the same time they were all meditating the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So King Pratapatra had a son called Badajan. So Badajan found Gopinath Patnaik, the second son of the father, Bhavananda Rai, misusing the tax collected money of 200,000 currency of that time is called Khana, Anna. So that currency of 200,000 is now like almost $200 million. They were collecting the tax and instead of depositing, they spent in the treasury. So the son of the king, Pratapatra, found this and he wanted punishment. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri was always going to the temple and dancing and chanting during the day. And in the evening, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will hear from Ramananda Roy and Surup Damodar Maharaj the glories of Lord Jagannath. And they had that pastime discussion. That's how he was spending time. He was not involved in any material activities. And the people from all over the seventh city, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, the pastimes are so relishing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri. The Kali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Vyasadeva, Supreme Goswami, they all come to relish these pastimes in human form and stay outside Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's room. And they will all say, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. But nobody could have darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is very detached from the social life. So, one day one group of devotees headed by Surup Damodar had entry to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's room. So they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's room and said, the devotee, your very close devotee, Ramananda Roy's brother, has been arrested by the king's son and they are going to punish him for the fraudulent activities of money, fraudulent activities of $200,000. No dollar, their currency at that time. So, but Mahaprabhu asked why such thing happened. You misused the money, so you should be punished. And I'm not going to involve in this because it's not one of my business. I'm a renowned sannyasi. I like to travel and preach and concentrate on my meditation. But the devotees came. They first, Surup Damodar Prabhu paid obeisance to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and requested, you have to do this for your devotees. They have taken the shelter of yours. There is no other place they can go for this shelter because the son of the king is very demoniac. He is going to hang him. And the hanging system those days was called Janga. The Janga means it's like a chain, they hang you on the top and you'll get a base to support your feet. You cannot fall down, you cannot move anywhere. And on the bottom, on the floor, there is so many swords, you know, facing to the body. So when they release the chain, you know where it will go, right? Right on the top of all the swords, like Vishnupitam. So that was the hanging process those days. So the son was ready to do that. By the time Surup Damodar came and requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to save Gopinath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very reluctant to get into this business of saving all these material problems. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, this is too much disturbance for me here. I have to go. I'm going to Alarnath. So meanwhile, first when the devotees touched the lotus feet of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Raksha Karite Yadi Hoye Sabaramane Sabe Bele Jananda Jagannath is serenaded. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, you go to the lotus feet of Jagannath and Jagannath can save you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a solution, I'm not qualified, but go to the Lord Jagannath. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath is saying, so they know what is the pastime. So as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that order to Swarup Damodar, go and pray to Lord Jagannath, there was one Chandi Dut, one peace, you know, compromising person called Harichandan came and he told King Pradabhudra that your son is going to hang one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. Can you save it? So he asked, what is the problem? The problem is some revenue money is missing. Can you? He said, yeah, I don't want to hang him, but at least if we can repay the money, we'll let him go. So he was released from hanging, but he was still under the custody. So the devotees, they paid obeisance to the lotus feet of Jagannath, so that itself happened. Then again, devotees, they were forcing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that don't go to Alagnath. If you go to Alagnath, leaving Jagannath Puri, then we have another shelter. Tumhare charane kripa hanaye tahare chhatra mange khaye vishaya sparsha nahi kare. Even Raghunath Das Goswami, the richest king's minister, was saved by your mercy. He was getting money from the ministry to protect his security for his clothes and food, and he didn't take anything. He was doing madhukari, Raghunath Das Goswami was doing madhukari and begging. Such mercy you can give to Raghunath Das Goswami, you cannot give that mercy to everybody equally. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so compassionate, he has saved everybody. But he knew when the time comes, I will act. So he was waiting. So his other Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotee, very close associate called Kashi Mishra, heard this, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to leave Jagannath Puri to go to Alagnath, so there will be more, you know, chaos. You want to protect that before anything happens. So Kashi Mishra goes directly to the king, Pradabhudra, and asks, we are in trouble in Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is living. So we need to tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay here. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate Kashi Mishra was very confidential to King Pradabhudra. King Pradabhudra used to come to Kashi Mishra's house and massage his feet. The king comes to one of the ordinary citizens' house, massage his feet. You know why? Because he used to tell the glories of Jagannath and glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Pradabhudra. So Pradabhudra was getting the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Kashi Mishra. So whatever Kashi Mishra says, he take it as bona fide and very obedient way. So Kashi Mishra told, you have to save this. And we all are under the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can save us. And Pradabhudra knew that. So Pradabhudra told, no, I'm not looking for that money. I'm only looking for the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Kintu tumara amara ena nahi e mukhya phala phalat vasvai idhai vitaya chanchala. This uncontrollable mind of mine doesn't want to go to the material desire of, you know, the assets of the treasury of the kingdom. My biggest asset is having the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the king himself told, call my son, the son who was really ruling over and going to hang this the person who stole the money from treasury. He said, no, call him. I want to waive all these debts. He doesn't have to pay anything back. We want to save Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presence in Jagannath Puri. Also, he appointed him back to his position as the collector of that area. And he was getting on double salary. So from the original salary, he doubled his salary. So Pradabhudra was getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly, and his brain was functioning towards the favorable of a guilty person in his treasury. So one can achieve the highest perfection of life simply by meditating upon the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the words of Srila Prabhupada in that same words purport. My Lord, these are not the principal results of meditating upon your lotus feet. The material opulence is very flickering. Therefore, it is simply a glimpse of the result of your mercy is enough for me. That is Pratapudra praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Pratapudra got that mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he released this person from committing the death punishment for him from his ministry, and thus he come back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His father Bhavananda Rai also comes with all five children and pay obeisance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and prays. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet is only shelter for us. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what you were doing when they hang you up in the Janga? So he said, I was meditating your lotus feet. That's why I got saved and I was here in front of you. So we can say so many ways to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and try to get his mercy. But this one story, very similar to the previous story, because the Gopinath Patnaik is not different than any part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Also, Chaitanya Damodar and Bhagavatam has similarity. So Priyavrat had same intention to save children, to come close to take care of the kingdom. And same way, Pratapudra also had the same intention to use his staff to take care of the kingdom as per the requirement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like Brahma had that requirement. So Srila Prabhupada comments on this purport, attachment and detachment can get highest perfection of a living entity's life by meditating the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same thing, Priyavrata also had same problem. Initially, Nagmani came and teach them detached, tapodiviya. Then afterwards, Ramani comes and says, no, attached. Go to attachment of your kingdom, because that's also devotional service to Vishnu. So both of them is available in highest perfection by taking the shelter of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jitai pada kamala kodi chandra shushitala echai jagata judaya. The lotus feet of Nityananda is so soothing, so cool, just like a moon if you take shelter of the lotus feet. We have seen in our personal devotional life that we go outside this temple hall, we take shelter of so many other things. Right? The cell phone rings, we have family, the business people, the relatives and the neighbors, the old friends, everybody attacking. You really forget the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram after the darshan. So staying attached to the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar and Govinda is very difficult. But by this process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire, how he has shown that example, the whole family of Bhavananda Rai, they were devotees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved them directly or indirectly. It is the responsibility of the Lord. Same way, Brahmaji has a responsibility. He will come and save you if you are surrendered to that process. So the two processes they say, chanting the holy name by meditating the lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu. There is also a nice story in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, that Devaki, the mother of Krishna, when he gave birth in the jail of Kamsa, before him all seven were saved, but the sixth one, all six children were killed by Kamsa. So when Krishna was in Dwarka, Devaki asked Krishna, You have done a favor to your guru, Sandipani Muni, bringing your guru's son back to life. The Panchajanya demon took Sandipani guru, his guru's son, to the Patal Lok. So, as Guru Dakshina, Sandipani Muni asked, "You both, Krishna and Balaram, go and get my son back." So that was Guru Dakshina. They did. They found it. They got the help of Varudev and asked, "Where is the guru gone? Is guru son gone? And where is the Panchajanya demon?" And got the son back and gave it to as a Guru Dakshina, gift for guru's blessings. And they got the blessings. So now Devaki is asking the same process to do by Krishna and Balaram, that you can also bring my children back. So Krishna Balaram goes to Sutal, where Mahabali, we already know Mahabali's story, Vamandir pressed him down after, you know, mentioned the three steps. So Mahabali is there in Sutal Lok and he had all six children. So Krishna and Balaram goes, ask Bali, "I have a problem, I am always at your service, please take them back. But I kept it for one purpose." "Why?" "There's only one purpose, I just want to see your lotus feet. You showed me once and I was attached to them. When he went to Sutala, when he was pressed down to this Sutala Lok, that time he saw the lotus feet. So he was very attached to that lotus feet. I want to see it again. So I made this trick, you come and show me your lotus feet." So Krishna and Balaram ask Mahabali that, "Because of your attachment to my lotus feet, I want to give you benediction." So Mahabali is saying very nice way, "Tam naha prasadita nirapeksha vimatra yasmat padarvinda disha nanya grihanta krupa." "Only the mercy of your lotus feet I need. I don't need anything." So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that Krishna was asking a benediction from this fool. What do you want? He's not asking a benediction. Instead, he's requesting something which is easily available. "Just give me the blessings of the lotus feet of your lotus feet." So that is how a devotee, even if Krishna is giving, you are not so greedy, but you should be greedy for the mercy of Lord Spirit of Lord Vishnu. Same thing in this chapter about Jat Bharat. Jat Bharat was Bharat Raja, the king, and the next life he was attached to a deer, and the deer was attacked, the deer was taken drinking water, a lion roars, and because of that sound, the deer gives birth to a baby and the deer dies, the mother deer dies, all of a sudden the deer baby was alone. So the king Bharat got so compassionate, he took the baby and bring it to the palace and so attached to the deer, he becomes a deer next life and cover up his mistake, another life he becomes a Brahmin, right? All three lives he was still devotee. But this time on the Jat Bharat form, he was very cautious. He doesn't want to do the same mistake he has done on the last two lives. So he didn't talk to anybody, he didn't open the mouth for 80 years. In between, there were so many incidents, he didn't talk to anybody. His mouth was zipped closed for 80 years. So in this occasion, after 80 years, when Raja King Bahuguna took him as the carrier of his palkin, the king was opening him. Because he was walking in a bumping way, because he was very careful even not to step on the top of a fly or an ant. So he was avoiding, when the row of ants comes, he will stay there and the other three people they are pulling. So the palkin was getting crooked and the king was getting annoyed. So the king was offending him by saying, "You rascal, you don't know I'm the king, you don't know how to carry my palkin." So the king is a big shot. If he has some devotion, he knows the philosophy, then the whole kingdom can change. If you become religious, the whole kingdom can. And that's the right place he needed to open his mouth. So he opened. He preached to him. You know what I'm doing? I myself is the fire element, earth. And this cart, this falcon is made out of same wood, same fire elements, the mud. It grows from the earth. And you yourself is also same body with same mud and same five elements. All three layers are same muddy, ugly little five elements. And you are glorifying yourself as the king? No. But the lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu is most glorious. You glorify that, then you will be saved. The king God, this guy is dumb and, you know, very mad person, and I couldn't recognize deep inside he has sense of spiritual knowledge. So he can get down from the falcon and take the instruction from the temple. So that is the way a devotee, when you need to open the mouth, you only open the mouth for that preaching purpose. To save a soul. The mouth has two functions, everybody knows, right? All the other senses have only one each function. Mouth has two functions. What is that? Anybody knows? Eating and talking. Right? So when we eat, what the mouth does? It nourishes all the other senses. So the mouth is the center point. Whatever you put in the mouth, according to the ear, the eyes, the nose, all the other senses get the same vitamins, same poison, and same good thing. Same dust of the Lord's feet of Lord Vishnu. Okay? So, the second thing, what is the second action? No, chanting. If you chant Lord Vishnu's Lord's feet's holy name, get that to hear in your ear, and the person sitting next to you. You are benefiting yourself and the person sitting next to you. From this example of that Bharat, we can understand the association of the king and the Jadbharat is an example for us. We don't open the mouth as a devotee unless it is benefiting the other person. So, this is a very nice sloka today. The whole three brothers become Paramahamsa. And what is the duty of the Paramahamsa? And in the purport, the Prabhupada tell four types of sannyasis. Means anybody want to practice, very good purport for you. And the Paramahamsa stage, what is the Paramahamsa stage? Always meditating the Lord's feet of Lord Vishnu, Krishna, Govinda. So, Prabhupada has given such an easy way and organization and put it together as to get this meaning of this sloka in our life practically. Practicing that, we get a lot of benefit in the spiritual life. In this life itself, we can get benefit and go back to God. Hare Krishna. Today is the last day of the year 2013. Right? Everybody knows the life. We are wrapping up the year today and starting a new year 2014 from tomorrow. So, on behalf of the Krishna Vallabha Temple management, I want to thank all the devotees who participated, helped, assisted, visited, and did devotional service to the temple. All the departments from any corner, from the guest house, they provide accommodation for the visiting devotees, and they go in the feed the devotees who come here, and information center take care of the guests' necessities. And book department distribute books for people who can read in Vrindavan Dham when they are visiting here. And the Bhishma department, they reach the Vrindavan Dham in houses of every town and village. And the Sangeetan department does most of the engagement for the good devotees. They want to engage themselves. Sangeetan. And the DD department, they engage themselves serving the Lord and making things available for darshan to the whole world. Our darshan is all over the world by the camera and internet system. Like that, the prasadam department, they feed prasadam to all the devotees. Every department, they work together. Please Prabhupada, please Krishna, please Radharani, please Krishna Balaram and Govinda. So let's focus more in a better way next year. Let's make some new goals for next year, 2014. Right? Better than 2013, we will serve Krishna. Better than 2013, we will 2014. Srila Prabhupada and make him happy. And what is the benefit for that? We all will give the mercy of the Lotus Feet of Lord Krishna. That's why we are here. We have no other business. Thank you very much. If you have time, I can take some questions. Yes.
Guruji, the story of Raman Rai's sons, even though he was the space within the collector,
Raman Rai's brother.
They are devotees, already they are a devotee family.
Right.
Still, how the intelligence was changed, they can do mistakes.
Very good questions. We have a big dilemma here. I know they are devotees, but here it says they have taken money. So I am repeating Vishwadas Kaviraj Goswami's words. If I speculate, I can give example. We have so many devotees, they join very nicely, chant rounds, very nicely. Do their sadhana, but still after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, they are taking money from this corner. Why? Because the previous prarabdha is still there. It can force you. No, it can give you temptation to do something bad against the will of the Lord. Even though he doesn't want to do, but still it's forced. So in the detail of that thing, it says he misused the money while collecting the taxes for enjoying different dance girls. That is one more abominable job he has done. Not even stealing the money, another simple act. But still he was the devotee of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most compassionate incarnation of Krishna in Kali Yuga. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved, he never thought, why he spent money for very abominable process and I still have to go and save him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved him. So we can see, we are poor sometimes because of our previous prarabdha, because of the wrong association, because of the wrong condition we are in. And there is some more lives we have to pass to cover up that. Like that Bharat, even though he was a pure devotee, still he has to take 2 more lives to recover. So it's not in our material capacity of brain to judge why the different births happens and different actions they are doing. It's beyond our... Like yesterday, there was a small disturbance in the DD department. So, as the authority, I have responsibility to make both sides cool down and compromise the whole thing. So I was thinking, if Lord Krishna accepts that person as pujari, why don't we accept? We meditate, Krishna has the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when something else comes, he's a piece of stone. No, I don't accept, because if Krishna is most intelligent, most, you know, powerful person who controls the whole universe, he can control one jiva. He can only because of his approval is that person is there doing the service or the deity. And we can see in our less material Kali Yuga intelligence how that person is engaged there. Out of, let's take in India, we have how much, 90 billion people? Right? And the whole world, there will be 900 billions of people. Out of that, there's only 30 pujaris Krishna Balaram has. See, out of billions and billions of population, only few people selected by the Lord Himself. It's not our job, it's not the authority's job. It's the Krishna Himself wants to pick up their own associate according to Krishna's will. That's the way we look. Then there is less offense. The dhamma prakta and dhamma prakta, we want to avoid. the Namabra, the 10 offense of the holy name, we should avoid. The Vaishnavabra, we should avoid. All these three abras that we want to avoid, we give importance to the supremacy of the Krishna. We give more power to the energy of the Krishna, the potency of Krishna. Let him be the controller. We are not, we are nothing. Even if we have a little small, you know, rubber stamp, this authority, that authority, doesn't do anything. It is controlled by Krishna. Then we are less offensive and less self-predicting. You know, we take control of ourselves. No, don't do that. We have to think, it is the choice of Krishna. It is the will of Krishna. It is the control of Krishna. That's why it happens. Then he will solve the problem of the order. Any other questions? Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki.